Begin the current daf, Mesach Nesvachim daf mem vav. Begin with the words which Tosfos brings, Hachi Ger Sinan, that the Girsa is Bishnei Chilulin Akasam Daba. Oh, the Pasuk is talking about two types of Chilulin. Echad Psul Neiser, which we find that it says Chilul. And like the Gemara says, one by Psul Tuma, by both of them is going Asher Mekdishim, which we're including O Mekdashim. Tosfos Tamali, it's a wonder to me, because La'ilga B'Kachi Avdi Kachabim, we said, we're going to the Kachim of a non-Jew. Us Neiser Chil Mitumah. We know that Alocha, that doesn't apply for Neiser from Gzeir Shavim Tumah. The question is, Halo Chil Tumah Nami B'Neiser, but we're saying here in our Gemara, that the Chil of Tumah, that Pasuk is referring to Neiser also. Wait, another wonder is, because the Pekah and the Shavim Nigmar Sanet, that Begim Lamanav Mashma sounds like Sib B'Neiser Chil, the Rabbim. Says, oh, we'll learn that from Tumah, where it says in plural versus by Neiser, because of the one of the pasuk that says in Meikar Yutes, like Rashi brings, says Kedush Mechil. But here we seem to be saying that that from Levi's Raisa that the pasuk of V'lo Yichalelu in the plural refers to Neiser also. So then Neiser is also in the plural. So it says El Bereish Perek Sheni Per Rashi said beginning of the. Previous in the beginning of the second paragraph, Taftas Vam Beis says, I explained what this sugya. Then it says, Master begin with the Gemara, Ulef Nekapar Kalach Kapar. Oh, before is like after, meaning that we say that just like there's no Me'ila after Kapar, there's no Me'ila by Dam Lef Nekapar. So, Hikra Ben Atami asks, because the Me'ila Perg, Vlad Chatas Navid Beis and Beis Amin, and the Gemara says, Hamak is Dam Lef Emes Kachim. Someone does some bloodletting for the animal that's a carbon. There is meila. Oh, I'm yesh meila b'dam. You see, there is meila b'dam. So, but here, to bein tam answer, he says, no. The hasam mechayim. There, it's when it's still alive. Like shayecha kapar. It's not in the category of atonement. Avlacha shchita. But after it's slaughtered, aflafne kapar. Even though it's before atonement, but at least it's categorically in lechaper. So then, ein meila. Then there's no meila. When it's alive, yeah, then there would be meila. And since Tais been trying to say, Dawson Tani there on David Bayes, the Gemara brings a ma'ase perikal shah, brought in perikal shah dam betchila ein meila b'dam. Blood in the beginning, there's no me'ila. Yotzal nachay kidron mo'ilin, but after it goes out to the Kidron Valley, then there is going to be me'ila. So you see that blood that was already rolled for kapara and was excluded from me'ila, and still we see that there is going to be me'ila. So Tosfos Rishon, you can say it's me'ila hasan rabbanan. No, that's only rabbinically they gave it to halacha me'ila. So such a beginning to say, "Okay, if that's the case, Bereish Meila, what are you doing? Begin to say Meila, the base of a base. The Dachik Lashkuche, the Gemara is pushed to try to find Mika Meila Drabanan. Is it really Rabbinic Meila? What do you mean? Laismach Mishnah. Why can't we read from our Mishnah? But you're clearly saying it's Rabbinic Meila. Vay Kasha. Another difficulty is beside two more that the base of a base got be Makdish Oila Lebedik Abayis. When someone sanctifies the Oila for the temple upkeep, the comment that the Gemara says over there, okay. We're gonna, you know, it should go as a carbon. Shemoylem b'shtei meilas, two meilas. Not only kachem b'degavayis, but also kachem mizbeach. Parach the Gemara asks, "Imid rabbanim, but rabbinika, my base meilas." So why is there two meilas? It says, "My kasha, well, you can meil the dam shid rabbanim. You do find meil by blood that's rabbinic, and v'chem kachem shemaisa b'resh meila. We also find this by kachem that died and begin meila on that base amid olive that." Why is the Gemara asking that two me'ilas, you know, what the Gemara seems to be saying is that, oh, because we're not going to make up a new one that's rabbinic. What do you mean? We find by Dam Drabana that it's rabbinic. We find by Kachem Chemes that rabbinic me'ila, as we said before. So why is the Gemara asking, oh, what's these two me'ilas? Why can't you just say that it's rabbinic? So it says, Rashi Magen says, no, the Hasam Shesh Mila Deraisa. Since it already has biblical me'ila mishum oila, so bedila minay, so people stay away from it. So there's no reason why they would make a rabbinic me'ila. Or bedam, they're like a me'ila daraisa, but by blood, there's no biblical me'ila, like bedila minay, then people will not stay away from it. That's why dikin rabban me'ila, that's why they threw me'ila, but in general they wouldn't, and the Gemara did not answer that over there. Breish me'ila, in the beginning me'ila, akachim shashachtim bedarm kai. There it's going on kachim that was slaughtered in the wrong place, in south instead of the north. The command, dechanikundami, it's like we strangulated. Has done the wrong place. And so it's in such a case that they're pushing to bring a proof. They're talking about Me'ila, that Rabban will instruct Me'ila. Even though people would stay away from it, the Mesa when it just like dies, so to speak. And therefore that's why it's difficult, different than over here where they wouldn't, and that where they had to institute a Gezer Drabban. And that's what they bring from Yechanan regarding the case of Kadshim Shemesu on their own, that yeah, that there even such a case when it dies would be rabbinic meila. Now that's one approach. But Rabbi Chaim HaYimafarish, he explained differently. The Yitzel Nachla Kidron Moyalin, that this debt, when it goes into the Kidron Valley, is meila, not like the first Pratan Taisis, but rather, you're right, it's the Raisa biblical. Shabezin Makachin Isai, because the Bezin sanctified, Shloyahon Memendably Pitin, that no one should benefit without redemption, and it's like regular Hektish, and there's going to be meila. They're like almost like re sanctified. So it's just, but that's pushing it. Boy, it doesn't sound like that's the normative pshat. Boy, more about Kati, and then still you're not answering all the questions. So then, why doesn't the Gemara bring and begin Meila Mahidus about Chilas from the Gemara Nachzam and Beizam and Alvka Beifah Paro? But still, you wouldn't answer. You're answering one question, but there's still another question that would still apply by the Ash of the Paraduma. Namar, the Gemara says Shtei Tekanas Haba. There was two institutions. Mekar Tekin Meila. Originally, they made that the Meila on the ashes, and then not. Beinlam, but don't say. Oh, the Mekar Namah Hayis Meila Da Raisa. Yeah, no problem. Originally, it was a biblical Meila. The Talkin show you Bezin Mekachin Raisa that the institute that Bezin should be Mekadosh it. Okay, if that's the case, Hayichem Masin, how they spray from it? But more with the Meila Breish Vlad Chatas Meila and beginning Perik Vlad Chazda Vibezin Manav Damer Abiyichin. This is Kachin Shemesu. Kachin that died Yotzim the Meila Dvat Tyra. It leads Halacha Meila biblical, but Rabban Ikam Meila, but rabbinically this Meila. Partly, Gemara asks, "Mi Kamid Mekar Less Meila? Is there such a thing that originally there's no Meila beside Bezin Meila? At the end, there is Meila. Voloi, what there's not." But Adam, so think about his blood, it's not with chalas of chulu. But that's why even ilu the nachal kitchen based in mekachin. I say, but if you tell me like that's the best in that mekachin, so then my kusha, what's difficult? Kudrab chayim, it's difficult because this meal is on it's not rabban, it's biblically because the chamu mekachin the blood. So that's not right to what the gemara is handling over there. It's handling a halacha meal and rabban mamish, and therefore that would be difficult on this chat of Reb Chaim. Next test, Matthew begins the Gemara. In the Chadavish Nas Mitzvahs of Melboy. No, it can't be that a La'acha Kapar is going to be like Lefnei Kapar. That's also because you can't have anything that Mitzvah has done have Milas. The system of internal can say to take a second look. It says Nu Adu Abba. To the contrary, Loi Lamaid Lefnei Kapar. Don't exclude before the Kapar from Meila. The In the Chadavish Loi Nas Mitzvahs say Shleimelu because we also don't have the opposite way. We don't have anything that the Mitzvah has not done that there should not be Meila. And even though this kachim kalim, it's because it's not called kach Hashem, but not because there's no meila before the kabar. Yeshem says because the ashkechana tuba the kavasa. No, it's not true. We do find many cases the emoil and achas mitzvasan that there's no meila before the mitzvah done. You have truma sadeshen. There's no meila before the mitzvah done. Begla rufa. Those two cases actually that you have afterwards, you don't have before an adachi redas until you bring it down to the valley. So therefore, actually, you actually do have. So therefore, that's not a contradiction. Like it says, Matzah begins the Gemara, Baloi, and really not. But the Trumas Hadeshen, the Gemara is saying, what do you mean? By Trumas Hadeshen, you find Me'ila even after the mitzvah is done. The place it says, what do you do about the number of Me'ila? But you have a Mishnah Me'ila, Perek Vlad Chazaz of Yonavam Beis, that brings Dishun Mizbech HaPanimi VaMenayra regarding the ashes of the inner Mizbech and the Menayra. Lo'inen Blaim Moilin. Rabbinically, not supposed to say, no, but biblically, there's no Me'ila. That's regarding the golden altar, and the this of a love from the incense is burnt on it. But that he would take a shovelful from the inner part that's all burnt, a shovelful, and they put it on the eastern part of the ramp. That there is meila. However, the Gemara there actually sounds like that even the Aram Mizbech is no Me'ila, which contradicts what we're saying here in our Gemara. Because the coming Gemara says, Beish L'mizbech HaChitzen, and the Aram Mizbech, the Chesibbe, the Summit, is the place over there, El Panimim Menolam, but the inner one, how do we know that what? Mashma sounds like, the Mebesamai, just like the inner one that we say there's no Me'ila, that we're saying the other one, the Mebesamai Dorish, the Aim Moilin, that's no Me'ila. But Shmaita Adarab, in our Sugi, it sounds like to the exact opposite, Mebesamai Mashma Loi, that this is how it has to be, the Moilin, that there is Me'ila. So just to be sure, you can say is not masina hasam mashma. The mission over there is telling us the loy moil medishna pinimi. Right, it's telling us that there's no meila by the inner mizbeach. Those ashes, adishin mitzim and meila, because the ashes are excluded from meila. But koydim dishin moilim, but before the ashes there is meila. Im kain, so there's an inference over here. Ikam mitzladash, it must be that there's a mitzvah to do take off the ashes, and that's what's saying. Oh, after the mitzvah is done, that is not going to be meila. But that coming, that's what the Gemara is saying. Bishul mechitzin. I know there's a mitzvah, the chesed v'samay, l'kach mitzvah da'ashen, so the mitzvah to do, take off the ashes. And that's what we want to know. How do you know that the inner one also says? But the truth is, even after, by the mizbech chitzin, after the trum is taken off, there is milikah d'shin b'sev t'mur, like we darshan at the end of t'mur dev lamadal menav. When it says v'samay you should place it, means benachas calmly, v'samay you should place it, it's cool, all of it, v'samay you should place it, shleifaz, it shouldn't be scattered. But that's the thing I say. So I know there's a mitzvah, elapanimim, and all the mitzvah, l'dashin, How do you know the inuman has a mitzvah to take off the esher shatomer that you say shadesha mitzima the meila, that when you do that mitzvah, it's worth lacha mitzvah, and then there's not going to be meila anymore. That's the Gemara answers. The Amar Kriyuk, the pasuk says, "Vehisas maras." So you take off the mara, this parts of the birds of Hishlech Hamakom Adesh, and you throw it to the place of the ashes. So you see, there's a mitzvah. Now, Pekshen the Yuma of Yerushalmi Mash Mekain says, sounds like this from the Yerushalmi in the second paragraph of Yuma, the Bay Bereisha Menolan Davdinan Dishin Kalab Bnimi. That the Yerushalmi first says, how do you know that you even do a dishin at all in the inner one? But the Bay, and then the Gemara asks, so the Yerushalmi Menolan Shadishin Asabano. How do you know the dishin is Asabano? So you see that's because they're related one with the other. To say then it's mutter after you do the mitzvah. Then so it says mitzvah, you can say, wait, meirah benutza yimalu. There should be meila on these parts of the bird, actually, ya'asa mitzvasan, until you do the mitzvah, meaning of sheyushlecho etzel mizbeach, that when you throw it near the mizbeach, kedish mizbeach abnima, like the ash of the inner mizbeach, until you do its mitzvah. And here the mitzvah is that it has to be still thrown somewhere else. But murah, minan, in Mesechta Mura, we say that oilas ha'ivshin is matzah. When you do the squeezing out of the blood of the oilas ha'if, dama, merov, and nitzah, all these things, yatsam neim ila already was removed from the ila. Why? Merov and nitzah, you didn't do its mitzvah yet of putting where the ashes are. Yishtem says, you can say, no, shani dishim mizbech abnimi, the ashes of the in mizbech are different, nine mitzvah say, that is its mitzvah. Of the oilas ha'if, but regarding the oilas ha'if, of it's dama, matem, merov, and nitzah, it's here, it's not putting it by the ashes. It's the avoid is already by the dam, and therefore merov and nitzah is already going to be permitted, even though you didn't put it where the ashes are. Then the system of Tim Megan say, Bekedushin of Nanheim and Abdam, and the Gemara says, Emoi Lachamoyel, there is no Me'ila after Me'ila, El Behema of Klisharis, only animals and service vessels. Hoyka Trumas Adeshan, what do you mean? You have Trumas Adeshan, like Nafak Lachulna de Me'ila, that even though you did Me'ila, it does not go out to be Chulin, Kedmuch Besev Timura. So you see, there's Me'ila even after you did Me'ila once before. Vyashem says, Dav Bechlal Behema, that's included Behema, the Hindikamay Murim, it's like the sacrificial parts, the Nafak Lachulna, that does not go out to Chulin, and if it's already included. It says, Mat, the beginning of the Gemara, Meshum, Nav, Trumas, Adesh, and Big Deguna, Shnekes, and Mamkecha, they're both teaching the same thing, and if you cannot learn from there, that is Me'ila, Lachash, Nas, Mitzvase, which I said, but Me'ila, Perik, Vlad, Chatz, Dav, Yerav, and Beis, Marach, Yisa, the Gemara there is more lengthy, Maskana, Kedacha, but it comes out like the way we say it over here. Next says, Mat, the beginning of the Gemara, Egla, Rufa, Pesh, Rashi, says, where do you know this? Or Fusham, that it's your, you know, you decapitated deer, that's what it's your main, it's forbidden after the decapitation. So it says, nearly, it seems to me, but Perikam, the Kriz, Dav, and Aleph, V'hai denirli beperek ein mamidin midechsev ba kapar kachim, the source is actually because it's kapar lekachim yeshlemi desham tzarech less or lacharifa. Then we have to say it's forbidden after the decapitation shleilum, and not to say in lachad dabish nasim mitzvahs emerlim boy, that you can't have something that the mitzvah was done and to still have meila. So it's saying that you need Sham to explain that there's Me'ilah even after Arifa, even after the mitzvah is done, different than other Kachim, that there's no Me'ilah, Lacha Shanasis Mitzvasai. So even though in the Mesechta Zavah, there's something more explains, that it says Egla Rufa Lasha Kapara, we learn out that it's like Kachim, that a Machabah, that Me'ilah, but we have to tell you that even after the Arifa. Next time, not bringing the words of the Gemara, Kemu Tiksibi. Says two miutim that we cannot learn from them. So it says kash difficult because the bechad sagi, one of them saying the miut would say you don't learn from both of them. So you need a miut by both. Chinka be izim. So we find the perikol abas v'chol nafkav v'gimel v'beis. Next says mat begins gemara chalam miutim nice v'chalam miutim tuma. One's excluding dam from nice and one's from the halacha of consuming in state of tuma. So it says tame. It's a wonder because la nicer but tuma sagi bechad miut. One meat should be enough for both of them because the alfin ma'adah the chilchil we have gzeir shavu comparing the two of them, and the vafel kula, and it's not only stringently even leniently kila elga bekachay bekacham that we learn that one from the other that the halachas don't apply to, that's a leniency, it doesn't apply to a carbon of an anju. So it says v'yishlam and gzeir note mekmina meuta benaiser davka. If we only had only one, we would have said the meat is only from naiser. M'shem tuma ya havachaya, we would have said that blood you are chayav for tuma kecha de ein loy matirin, just like. Things that don't have permitted can come into Michas Kahanim that we say Avagav the Imbem Pigal, even though there's no Pigal, Yesh ben Isatuma, there is a Isatuma, the Mabina, we include the Mashahim Makdishim. So, Hochi Av Mabina, Legabedam, we'd have included blood also, if we need a special Mia, not only from Naisa, but also for Tumah.